Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with another segment of In the Green Outdoors. Did you know that on July 18th of 2019, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed House Bill 59 into law, designating the month of April as Ohio Native Plant Month? Yay! This legislation made Ohio one of the first states in the country to have an entire month dedicated to native plants. Ohio House Bill 59 states, the month of April is designated as Ohio Native Plant Month to increase public awareness of Ohio's native plants and the many benefits they provide to pollinators, Ohio's economy, and to the health of Ohio's environment. So you might be asking yourself, what are the benefits of establishing April as Ohio Native Plant Month? Well, in Ohio, we have over 1,000 native trees, shrubs, perennials, vines, and grasses that are important to our pollinators, our birds, insects, and all wildlife, including humans. They're part of an intricate balanced web that helps to filter and clean our drinking water, remove contaminants from the air we breathe, cool our planet, and feed the bees that pollinate most of our food crops. At the very core of this elaborate system are our native plants. Native plants are essential for all wildlife, especially for birds and the insects they need for survival. Almost 96% of our terrestrial bird species raise their young on insects, not seeds. And birds need a lot of insects. It takes more than 4,800 caterpillars to raise one brood of chickadees. Now, this is info from Dr. Doug Tallamy, who is an entomologist with the University of Delaware. Native oak trees have been shown to support over 550 different species of caterpillars. Now, in contrast, the non-native calorie pear trees host only one caterpillar species. Native plants are often far more beneficial to native insects since they have had thousands of years to co-adapt, allowing native insects to tolerate the unique chemical defenses of native plants. And today, our landscapes contain plants collected from around the world, but many of our insects have not evolved enough to be able to eat these strange and exotic foods. Pollinators are declining across the Midwest and the entire country. Native plants provide abundant nectar for important pollinators, including hummingbirds, native bees, butterflies, moths, and even bats. Caterpillars of the iconic monarch butterfly eat only native species of milkweed. Without native milkweed, we would have no monarchs. And so having a month dedicated to native plants, we hope, will encourage the establishment and growth of native food sources as a foundation for a healthy ecosystem in Ohio. Native plants are well adapted to Ohio's local soils, temperatures, precipitation, and environmental conditions. Because of this, they often require less water and little maintenance once they're established. This helps landscapers, nurseries, and home gardeners conserve our resources. When you look at a typical residential neighborhood in Ohio today, it generally consists of a house, surrounded by lush green lawn. And this view of suburbia is accepted today as the norm, with neighbors competing with each other to have the best, thickest, and greenest lawn in the neighborhood. It's now known that the single largest crop grown in the United States isn't corn, wheat, or soybeans. It's turf grass. In a study published in the Environmental Management magazine in 2005, researchers established there were 40 million acres of turf grass in Ohio, covering almost 2% of the land in our country. Turf grass not only consumes massive amounts of water for survival, but it doesn't provide any nectar for pollinators or shelter for wildlife. And maybe, just maybe, replacing some of Ohio's lawn areas with natural meadows, wetlands, and forests will benefit all of Ohio. Increasing public awareness of Ohio's natural abundance of native plants will help us ensure a strong and healthy ecosystem here in Ohio. There are hundreds of native plant species in Ohio, and many are underutilized in the industry and by home gardeners. Many native plants offer beautiful and showy flowers. They produce attractive fruits, seeds, and seed pods, and also display vibrant colors in the fall. Let's start using them. Now, in April, students are still in school with numerous educational opportunities to learn about the benefits of planting native plants. Students could be taught to identify invasive non-native plants, also the importance of removing invasive plants, and they can be taught the environmental benefits of planting and protecting our native plants. There are a few plant species that, in addition to being non-native, are also highly invasive. Invasive plants can quickly dominate large areas and push out beneficial natives. Extremely aggressive, hard to control, and usually of little value to wildlife, these invasive plant species can overwhelm and destroy entire ecosystems. Removal of highly invasive non-native plants should be a priority here in Ohio. Organizations across the state could use Ohio Native Plant Month to encourage the removal of invasive plants and their replacement with our wonderful Ohio natives. Now, given the importance of our native plants, I think every month should be Native Plant Month. But at least having one month dedicated each year to Ohio Native Plant Month will serve as an annual reminder for us to renew our commitment to the renewal of native plants and the removal of non-natives. Now, House Bill 59 not only made Ohio one of the first states in the nation to have a month dedicated to native plants, it also provided a platform for the horticulture industry, home gardens, schools, public agencies, and nonprofit green organizations to work together to restore and improve the health of Ohio's natural ecosystems. I hope that some of you listening to this broadcast will heed the call to encourage your family and friends to commit to promoting the propagation of native plants and the removal of invasive species. I know I am. If you're interested in purchasing native plants for your garden, Natives in Harmony might be a place you want to visit. We open on Friday, April 18th, and we'll have a nice selection of pollinator-supporting plants. Why not stop in and see us at 4652 Township Road 179 near Marengo, Ohio. We'll be open Friday through Monday from 10 to 5 p.m. Remember, if you have questions about Native Plant Month or just native plants in general, you can call me Gail Martin at 419-688-9800 or email me at gail@nativesinharmony.com.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.